Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, as the case may be for you, and welcome. You have found your way to the Lobster Pot Ruminations audio. We're thinking today about prophecy. We're thinking today about a specific prophet, Amos. In many liturgical churches, Amos 6, 1 through 8 is going to be read. So I'd like to address that. Let's talk first about what it means to be a prophet in the biblical sense of the word and who the biblical prophets are. There are two kinds of prophets. There are minor prophets and major prophets. The major and minor prophets does not refer to the quality of their writing, but the quantity. So the 12 minor prophets, of which Amos is one, wrote the least. The major prophets, who would be Daniel, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, and Isaiah, wrote the longest, hence their major prophets. The prophets were people, major or minor, who felt fiercely and who sacrificed much to be the megaphone for God. And they really didn't understand why the general population, why the average Israelite, Hebrew, why they were not hearing, feeling, and seeing the same thing as the prophet. So, to a prophet, a person with prophetic insights, everyone else appears blind, and that's a great frustration. To a person whose ear perceives prophetic hearing, God's voice, everyone else appears to be deaf. And so you might say that the prophets were a scream in the night to a population that was asleep. While the world slept, the prophet felt the blast of heaven. There's a very interesting passage in a book that I read some time ago titled The Prophets. Abraham Joshua Heschel wrote the book. And he says this: it's embarrassing to be a prophet. There are so many pretenders, predicting peace and prosperity, offering cheerful words, adding strength to self-reliance, while the prophet predicts disaster, pestilence, agony, and destruction. You might just think of the names of television personalities who, in the name of God, draw tens of thousands with their message of smiling prosperity. They have no part with the prophets of old. Well, Amos is the prophet that we're going to look at in the text that is before us, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. He lived in a town called Tekoa, which was 7 miles south of Bethlehem. He was an 8th century person, somewhere around the year 750 BC. Interestingly, his name means allode when translated from Hebrew to English. Allod, allode. You might wonder who would name their son allode, but his parents did. And in Jewish thinking, a person would grow into their name. Their name would be something which would identify them. And that's certainly true with the prophets in general and Amos in the particular, because he carried a heavy burden, a heavy load for the people of Israel. Or putting it another way, looking at it from the opposite point of view, the people were the burden that he carried. So he was a burden bearer, a load carrier, and hence his name was Amos. Amos did not want you or me to think that he was a professional. Now, there were no clergy as we think of clergy today, but there were schools and guilds of prophets, professionally trained, you might say, though that isn't exactly accurate, but it's in the right direction. Amos wants you to know he was not one of them. Not that it was bad to be one of them, he just wants you to know who he was. And so in chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, he says this autobiographical statement: I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman, a dresser of sycamore trees, and the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. So he is that lonely voice in the village and in the desert, calling the Israelites, challenging their superficial moral qualities and their religious institutions. And so with all that background, brief as it is, let's explore the text, Amos 6, 1 through 8. Thanks for joining me on the audio portion.